May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn number 396. Could the creatures help or ease us? Seldom should we think of prayer. Few, if any, come to Jesus, till reduced to self-despair. Long we either slight or doubt him, but when all the means we try prove we cannot do without him, then at last to him we cry. Hymn 396.
Read together from the Word of God, the book of the Deuteronomy, the last chapter, chapter 34, and then the first nine verses in the first chapter of the book of Joshua. First reading the last chapter in the book of the Deuteronomy, chapter 34. And Moses went up from the plains of Moab unto the mountain of Nebo to the top of Pisgah. It is over against Jericho. The Lord showed him all the land of Gilead unto Dan, and all Naphtali, the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, and all the land of Judah, unto the uttermost sea, in the south and the plain of the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, unto Zoar. And the Lord said unto him, This is the land which I swear unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, saying, I will give it unto thy seed. I have caused thee to see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not go over thither. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him in a valley in the land of Moab, over against Beth Peor, but no man knoweth of his sepulchre unto this day. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. And the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. And Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him. The children of Israel hearkened unto him, and did as the Lord commanded Moses. And there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, in all the signs and the wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh, to all his servants, to all his land, in all that mighty and in all that mighty hand, and in all the great terror which Moses showed in the sight of all Israel. First 9 verses in the book of first chapter of the book of Joshua. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. May the Lord bless those two portions of his word of truth to us. Enable us each to seek him in prayer at the throne of grace. O Lord, our God, do help us to approach unto thee at the throne of grace. May we know that humble, that contrite spirit. Prepare each of our hearts that we may come before thee in that professed way, in spirit and in truth. And we do pray, Lord, hear us as we plead that all-worthy name, that one indeed who came to do thy will, and that one indeed in whom is all mercy and truth, that one name, thy dearly beloved Son, his merits, his life, his person, our only plea, and what he came to do for sinners. Do hear us through him, we pray thee, Lord, and pray that as we have been enabled each to come forth to this another day in our pilgrimage journey, we would thank thee, Lord, for bringing us each thus far. But, Lord, it is thy day, the Lord's day. Oh, may we each be found in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And do we pray thee, come through thy power and work in us to will and to do of thy good pleasure, to bring us, we do pray thee, each into that true worship, love and devotion of thy name, and show to us, Lord, how that we shall serve thee and please thee and glorify thee in our attendance upon thy worship. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt be pleased to draw each of our hearts up unto thee in faith and love to thy name, and, Lord, also in desire and affection. O Lord, these things are not of us by nature. We do have to look to thee, Lord. We do have to seek thy face, Lord. And as we come with an earnest plea that thou wilt, Lord, at this time turn us, and we shall be turned into that true worship of thy name. It was the one desire of thy servant David, and in particular, Lord, as concerns the worship of thy name and the seeking of his soul in thy house. One thing have I desired, that shall I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Behold the beauty of the Lord, and inquire in his temple. Lord, what is this thy house, unless we are enabled to see and to behold that beauty that is in thee, that what thou didst come to do for poor, guilty, ruined sinners, those indeed the most unworthy that anything at all should be done for them. Thou knowest, Lord, how oft we feel it truly as we journey on. But we do thank thee, Lord, that it isn't what we have done, but what thou hast done. And this, Lord, is our mercy, that this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And that, Lord, is our only mercy, and that thou shouldst come to sinners, and the chief of sinners. Oh, we thank thee, Lord, that thou hast drawn us by the cords of thy love to thee, as those indeed true penitents suing for mercy, and thou didst show to us the beautifulness of thy person in our room and in our place at Calvary. O Lord, we are oft brought to that place, and we thank thee, Lord, for every visitation to see in thee alone our great salvation, and what thou alone hath done and wrought for sinners at Calvary. And, O Lord, the wonderment of love and the wonderment of grace, the wonderment of that grace that pardons crimson sins, the wonderment of that grace that gives peace and comfort to sinners, that their sins are all washed away through thy precious sin-atoning blood. Oh, the wonderment of grace. Oh, Lord, do help us to come forth, Lord Jesus, as oft, Lord, as thou wouldest be pleased, that we might behold thee, Lord, and the greatness of all that thou hast done for us. We cannot come, Lord, into the awfulness of the sufferings. We cannot come, Lord, into the wrath of God that belonged to us. For, Lord, we did not experience it. We deserved it. We did not deserve it, Lord. And we cannot come into that hell that was waiting for us. But that, Lord, thou didst deliver us. But these things thou didst suffer, these things thou didst bear in thine own body upon the tree, the wrath, the punishment due to us for sin, and that hell that was deserving of it, thou didst pass through the lightness of it. And it was for sinners, Lord. Oh, but that we should be set free and be delivered from it, whilst thou didst pass through it and endure it and suffer it for us. And, O Lord, we thank thee that it was to the purest satisfaction of God the Father that all his wrath and punishment and the hell deserving to us was all imputed upon thyself. This is my dearly beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. O Lord, we do pray. Draw near to us then and help us to worship thee, and help us to be true seekers of thy face, and that thou wouldest be pleased to come to every one of us at this time, whatever our needs might be, Lord, however we may have come into the means of grace, those things that are laid upon our spirit, those things that burden us, those things that try us in our way and path. O Lord, we do pray, come and make our path clean, clear, Lord. Show to us that thou art the way, the truth and the life. And those things that do come in and upon us, Lord, help us to bear them and to suffer them for thy name's sake, we pray thee, Lord. And that thou wouldest be pleased to support and strengthen thy people, uphold them in the way, Lord, and that to bring them, Lord, to rest their all upon thee. Oh, do come to us each then, Lord. Keep us and preserve us each in thy love and fear. And we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt be that one only to rule and to reign in our hearts and in our lives. Do help us, Lord, to give thee the preeminence. Do help us, Lord, to set thee always before us in every part, in every circumstance, in every trial, in every difficulty, in our way and path, in all tribulation, Lord, to set thee always before us, to come immediately to thee, to tell thee all our heart, all our concerns, Lord, waiting upon thee. And so, Lord, be our helper to continue. And we do pray, Lord, be that one to manage for us in our hearts, in our lives, Lord, here below. Be that one, Lord, where indeed in thy providence thou wilt lead us and guide us into thy will and thy purposes. And Lord, if we are unsure, Lord, in respect of the path to take, help us to come to thee, Lord. For thou alone will make a way for thy people. For thou alone, Lord, wilt show them thy will and thy purposes concerning thy people. O Lord, do come to each one, Lord, and direct them and guide them, Lord, in all their way and path. We particularly commit to thee our younger friends that gather together, Lord, and changes in their lives, Lord, and those things that do concern them, Lord. Oh, we do pray, appear unto them each, Lord. Be that one to be a constant companion, a constant friend to them. But do help them in their young and tender years to come to thee, Lord, to commit their all into thy hands. And thou, Lord, who art merciful and gracious, oh, we do pray, Lord, give them that faith, Lord, that trust in thy name, Lord, that thou wilt come and manage for them in their young and tender years, in thy providence, Lord. But show to them, Lord, the greater need of their never-dying immortal souls, Lord. Oh, help them, Lord, to commit to thee, Lord, those things, indeed, that are so solemnly forgotten and so solemnly neglected in the day in which we live, that Moses came to the end of his days, so did Joshua, so will each and every one of us. Oh, but Lord, we want to be right with thee. Oh, we want to know, Lord, our part with thee, our union to thee. Oh, do show us our need as sinners, Lord. And we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt indeed lead and guide to that only refuge for sinners that is in the gospel. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that there may be those here that should be drawn to thee, Lord, to know their peace and pardon through thy precious blood. Lord, show to them, Lord, all those concerns, Lord, those things indeed which are indeed the most important. What if you should gain the whole world and lose your own soul? Oh, we do pray then, Lord, be with each. Be with us each in our families, in our concerns, in our need. And we've sung together of the throne of grace, Lord. Oh, do help each to come there, to commit each burden, to commit each need unto thee, Lord. And that thou wilt be pleased, Lord, to give answers of peace. Appear for each of thy people, Lord. And we do pray that thou wilt give grace to each one of us, that we might walk out thy will and purposes here below. And so help us to continue, Lord, and with much needed help and grace, having obtained help of God, I continue to this day. O Lord, help and continue seem to be those two words that come together. O Lord, we shall never be able to continue without the help. And without the help, Lord, we shall never be able to go any further. So, Lord, do come. Come to thy poor people, Lord. Poor and needy are thy people. But, oh, we do pray, Lord, help and enable each to continue and to endure, and be their all-sufficient one and all-needful one. And we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt be pleased to lead us forth each in that right way, that we might go to a city of habitation. Set our hope, Lord, upon that city of habitation. They were travelling and journeying, but their prospect was before them. Help us each, Lord, to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. May thy gospel be proclaimed this day. May it have free course. Help and enable each of thy sent servants to preach the unsearchable riches of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help thy servant that shall speak in thy name at Sedgley this day. Undertake for him, Lord, and help him, Lord, to enlarge upon the scriptures and to reveal a precious Christ to thy people as that one thing needful. So, Lord, be with us each now, Lord. Keep our hearts and minds stayed upon thee. Let thy word be made precious to our souls. It was precious in the days of Samuel, the young Samuel. In those days, the word of the Lord was precious. Let it be precious to us, Lord. Come and speak to each one of us, Lord, the words of this life, and be revealed. We pray thee unto each one of us. Grant those further revelations, further tokens to our souls that we are journeying in the narrow way unto eternal life. Pardon our every sin. Help thy servant to speak in thy name. Show him what to say. Lead him by thy spirit. Pray that thy servant shall indeed be nothing and Christ everything, and do through the Spirit come to each of thy people and reveal and manifest thyself. We ask it with the pardon and the forgiveness of all our sins and for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Hymn number 899. O thou with battering tempest tossed, perplexed and shattered here and there, bewildered on a legal coast and finding no deliverance near, on Jesus calling with sad thought, but Jesus seems to mind thee not. Hymn 899.
Thank you.
seeking the help of the Lord, the Holy Spirit. We would seek to draw your attention to the book of Joshua chapter 1 and reading together from verse 5. The book of Joshua chapter 1, by way of a text, reading from verse 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. One of the wonderful truths that we have in respect of the words of our text is that when one of the dear Lord's servants shall be removed from this earthly scene, he is pleased to raise up another to follow. And that was the mercy of our God in respect of Joshua, and to lead forth his people into the promised land. We have this continually shown to us throughout the scriptures. There was an Elisha that followed Elijah. There was the apostles appointed to preach the everlasting gospel. And the Lord has raised up ministers and servants throughout every generation of time since they. And this is the mercy. The Lord will provide for his people, and he will raise up those whom he will set forth to be his servants in the preaching of the gospel. And we must always remember these words of our text, and every word that the Lord will give to his sent servants. Are they not these words? The word that the Lord will be pleased to speak to us. Oh, does the Lord speak to thy soul, to my soul? It is an important truth. Does he speak to us through the gospel? Does he reveal and manifest himself to us? Do pray, dear friends, that the Lord may indeed speak to us. How solemn it is to attend upon the means of grace all our days. Church worship in the ordinances of his house, and come to the end of our days and never hear the word of the Lord. I cannot think of anything more solemn than that, dear friends. But I do pray that the Lord, indeed through his Spirit, hath brought you here this morning, and each time that you visit here, a desire to hear his word. And what is the most important thing, dear friends, to our souls as we gather together this day? It is to know the Lord and to come into that glorious relationship with our God through him, reconciled unto God through the finished work of Jesus. And he speaks to us today in the gospel. Oh, do pray that the Lord will open each heart. Remember that Lydia was one that worshipped God, but yet her heart was not yet opened to hear and to receive the word. But the Lord sent Paul to that little place by the riverside where prayer was wont to be made, opened her heart. And remember that the Lord also gave Paul a word in season to her, and she was blessed. And we each need that blessing, dear friends, today, to know Jesus and him crucified. What a mercy it is that the Lord then will use his sent servants. Pray that the Lord will give each one hearing ears and understanding hearts, that he will not leave us to depart from the courts of his house, empty and sent away, but that he will come and fill us with his goodness, his mercy. Moses had come to the end of his days. We read of the last time that he was here upon the earth. The Lord blessed him. He could see and behold the promise that was given to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Told Abraham that that land whereupon he stood would be indeed that promise of God to his people, his seed after him, that they should inherit that land. And the mercy, dear friends, Moses was unable to come into that land himself. He was sorely provoked by the children of Israel. He did not sanctify the Lord in the midst of the children of Israel. Instead of speaking to the rock, he smote it twice. He did not glorify the Lord. And the Lord forbid that he should enter into the land. But he saw it afar off, dear friends. There is another truth in respect of Moses. And that is this, that he was a true man of God. Remember that he wrote the first books. Remember this truth. The seed of the woman that should bruise the serpent's head. Remember the promise that was given unto Abraham, that in thy seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed. Remember the promise. Moses entered into those promises. He was a part of them. He was a saved and redeemed soul. And I do believe that he came to a moment in his life, dear friends, where he saw the blessedness of that sacrifice, the Passover lamb sacrificed for him. And his faith looked to Jesus. And Moses was able, then as we read it in the latter parts of Hebrews, and in chapter 11. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. That was a mark of grace. Separated from all things else beside. This world, dear friends, could not fill up the desires of that man. Who was it that filled up his desires? Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches. Dear friends, this man came to a glorious end. His faith looked beyond the present Canaan. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. That is where his faith looked, dear friends. The recompense of the reward. Heaven and glory. Can our faith take such rise as that, dear friends? He was truly a blessed man. Now the Lord, having taken him from this earthly scene, raised up one, stand in his stead, to take his people into the promised land which he had promised to them. And Joshua was that one that was divinely appointed. And who was of like passions as we are, Joshua. Oh, he had no strength of his own, no power, no might. Poor, weak, helpless, needy. This was Joshua. And this is the character of all of the Lord's dear people. The Lord help us that we shall not rise above that place, because if we do, we shall never need the Lord. No. If we have a might of strength of our own, we shall never need the Lord. May the Lord wean us from ourselves, from our own hearts, and from leaning upon any arm of flesh. Joshua was of like passions as we are. And the Lord encouraged him. He had to encourage him. And he encourages us each today to go forth in his name. And yes, there was a warfare and a conflict before him. Enemies. How shall he do? One of our great blessings and our great mercies is this, that we shall be able to trust and to put all our confidence in the word of the Lord. We haven't got anything else to lean upon and to trust in but what the Lord has said to us, what he's spoken to us, what he will do for us, how he will help us, how he will encourage us. And he encouraged Joshua to go forth, to lead this company. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. What a great mercy that was. What a help it was. What an encouragement it was to Joshua. How should he ever be able to win the conquest? How should he be able to go through the conflict and the warfare? All the days of thy life. This is a wonderful word, dear friends. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. We do fear, we do faint. Troubles, trials and difficulties, hardships, times of adversity, tribulation. Times, dear friends, when we are those that have to stand against the tempter's power. That one who ever seeks to overcome and prevail over the Lord's dear people, to put stumbling blocks in their way and path. Yes, the enemy of souls. Then there is, dear friends, the solemn truth of our sins and our iniquities. Self, self. I was preaching a few weeks ago, and a dear lady at the close of the service said, oh, that I might be preserved from myself. Save me from myself. We can be our own worst enemy. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. This is a wonderful truth, because we have here the keeping power of Almighty God towards his people. He will ever protect them. He will defend them. He will watch over them for good. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. How shall we come through our course? How shall we ever succeed? so many tyrants, so many enemies. How shall we come to the end in success and in triumph? We have here, dear friends, Jesus, the antitype of Joshua. That is what we have here, dear friends. And think of this word in respect of him: no man shall be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. See the work that his heavenly Father gave him to do. Behold, dear friends, when he came into this world, in our nature except sin. And so many came against him. So many sought to do away with him, to take his life, to kill him. They hated him. But no man shall be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. In an acceptable time I have heard thee. In the day of salvation I have helped thee. And I will preserve thee and give thee for a covenant of the people. That was the word of his heavenly Father to him. And in respect of that word, his heavenly Father kept him and preserved him. He helped him against all his enemies, those that opposed him, those that sought to do away with him and mocked him. His heavenly Father gave him a work to do. And the precious word of truth declares to us that he shall not fail nor be discouraged. And there was so much to discourage him, wasn't there? So much. Virtually every day, he met with opposition. But he went forth to the work. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. No. And he went forth. And dear friends, he came forth to Gethsemane and then to the cross at Calvary. How shall we come through our course, dear friends? Why? Through him that conquered for us. Through him, dear friends, that overcame all our enemies. World, flesh, sin, death, hell and the grave. Every enemy was subdued under him when he was upon the cross at Calvary. Every enemy of the church. None shall prevail against them. Our enemies may be those spiritual enemies today, but we may have outside enemies. Yes. Satan and his emissaries. But Jesus, he overcame all the enemies of the church. He overcame, he gave the church the victory. The warfare, the conflict. Dear friends, what a mercy it is. We see here that none shall fail. It says, all our days there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. The poor sinner, finding and realizing so many stumbling blocks, so many things that seem to come in and hedge up their way and path, so many discouragements, and I know them. So many things to disappoint and discourage. So many opposites. So much found in our own hearts by nature. So much. How shall we ever come through? Through him. to him that conquered for us, to him that said and cried, "It is finished, the work was done." Salvation was blessed to every soul whom his heavenly Father gave to him. They shall come through their course. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And it is the Lord that has conquered for his people, isn't it? The Lord that has overcome all their enemies. We wonder at times, shall we ever come to that ever and blessed, glorious place? As they were going to come into the promised land, will we ever come to that glorious place reserved for those that love him? What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Oh, let us know that love of God to our souls, dear friends. That love that shall never change and alter. That love, dear friends, that our God gave us to Christ to save and to redeem. The wondrous love. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Ah, dear friends, this is the blessing, isn't it? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. Oh, the love of God to his people. It's in the gift of his dearly beloved son. Wondrous truth, wondrous mercy. And it is he alone that shall bring us through our course. Well, may the Lord help us to continue. May we be brought to see again and again the conquest that Jesus won for us. May he often bring us to the cross to encourage us. Because what he has done forever for his people. And it can never be changed or altered. Once in him forever. Dear friends. And in all our disappointments, discouragements, times of adversity, times of trial and tribulation, times of afflictions, time of infirmities, time of suffering, the Lord will bring us through. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. Dear friends, a way has been made to heaven for sinners. Not one man shall be able to stand before thee in that way. No, we will never become waylaid, never become prevailed upon. No enemy. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. What a wonderful word this is, dear friends. We may be able to reflect. We shall do. We will. He gave a word of promise to Joseph. And isn't this a truth with him in respect of that word? It tried him. That word tried him. It was the dreams that he had. But this truth followed in respect of Joseph. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. Not his own brethren. Oh, they thought they'd finished with him. Then he came to the Midianites. And then sold into Egypt. Then there's Potiphar's wife. Cast into the prison house. But oh, this truth. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. Was anyone, dear friends, going to bring about the solemn truth of thwarting the word of the Lord and his purposes in respect of Joseph and that he'd intended and purposed in the deliverance of the children of Israel from that drought in the land of Canaan. No. He sent him forth to preserve a posterity, and there was no man going to stand against him. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. And see how the Lord wonderfully interwoven in providence in his life delivered him from every enemy and fulfilled his word and purposes. So it shall be with Joshua. So it shall be with the Lord's people today. See, David. Could Saul stand before him? We may just mention Jacob. Could Esau stand before him? No. He was an enemy. And the Lord changed him. No man shall be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. Then David. Could Goliath stand before him? No. He could not. What a mercy it is, dear. I think of those words. If I can just turn to them and find them just for a moment that David spake. And they are those precious words, dear friends, when he came against Goliath. He spake to Saul, and David said to Saul, "Thy servant kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God." And what was the deliverance, dear friends? It was David's God. David's God. And Goliath wasn't going to stand before him. David's faith was in his God, the lion and the bear. Shall this man be able to stand before me? This giant stand before me? No. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. Those vast years in the wilderness of Judea. Saul pursued him. Constant enemy. Was Saul ever permitted to touch him? Was Saul ever permitted, dear friends, to change the course of the promise of God? David had already been crowned king of Israel by Samuel. Was there any can alter that course? No, we have the omnipotence and the power of Almighty God working for and on the behalf of his people. And dear friends, Jacob's God and Joseph's God and David's God is our God today. The same true and living God, Almighty God, Almighty Power, Omnipotent. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. And poor sinner, poor, helpless, weak sinner, wilt thou ever fulfill thy course? Wilt thou ever come to that place to be with thy Lord? Yes, dear friends. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. Thy heaven is ready. Thy heaven is prepared. And dear friends, what a mercy it is to be enabled to see and view by faith our heaven in Jesus. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. The Lord was with Moses, wasn't he? The Lord was with Moses in every step of the way. And Moses, he had no skill, no abilities to be able to take the children of Israel into the promised land. He wasn't that one that felt himself that he could come before Pharaoh. No, Moses, the meekest man that ever lived, he wasn't eloquent, you see. But the Lord confirmed him. He said, Moses said, "Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh? Who am I? And who are we, dear friends? Weak, poor, and helpless worms. If the Spirit of the Lord has come upon us and showed to us our need as sinners, humbled us and broken up our hearts, dear friends, brought us to nothing, then this is the place that we shall be found in. Who am I? Nothing at all, but sinful dust and ashes is the truth in respect of us. Nothing at all. Who am I?" But the Lord came to him and said, "Certainly, I will be with thee." And that is what a poor, weak and helpless worm of the earth wants, isn't it? "Certainly, I will be with thee." Because we shall never come through ourselves. No. And it is only the Lord that is our helper. It is only the Lord that can give grace and faith. It is only the Lord can encourage and give strength. Be strong and of good courage. And the Lord can communicate strength to his people. He can communicate it through his word. He can communicate it through his promises, who he is and what he will do. And none shall frustrate his purposes, none whatsoever. No. He will fulfill his promises to his people. And certainly, I will be with thee as I was with Moses. And Moses truly, he was a man. He knew that he could not go forth either to Pharaoh or to take the children of Israel through that vast wilderness. There was nothing in himself to be able to do it. And we will find and discover that ourselves, dear friends. We need the Lord constantly. We need his spirit and grace in our hearts. We need this encouragement through his word. And what a mercy it is. All the promises of God are yea and in him, amen, to the glory of God by us. Oh, we can hold on to his promises. What is here shown to us and to Joshua and to us today? The faithfulness of our God, dear friends. His faithfulness. That is what we have here. He will keep his word. He will never let his people down. He will never suffer them to fail. No. And we have another truth shown to us in respect of Moses. He says, "Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight," what a mercy it is to find grace in the sight of our God, dear friends. "If I have found grace, if thou hast looked upon me, a poor, unworthy, sinful worm of the earth, if I have seen that grace that saves sinners, if I have seen that grace, all-sufficient grace of our God, and that grace, dear friends, that he shows to sinners in loving them and electing them, sovereign grace. Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight," we can plead that, can we not? That grace, that grace that loved us and that grace that gave Christ for us, and that grace that redeemed us and pardoned all our sins. We can plead that grace. Now if I have found grace in thy sight, we can take it to him and plead it. Show me now thy way that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, my presence shall go with thee. As I was with Moses. And you know, the Lord was with him. If thy presence go not with us, carry us not up hence. He couldn't go without his Lord, dear friends. Can we go without the Lord? Can we manage without him? We need him for every step of the way. Every step. We need the Lord. As I was with Moses. What an encouragement then was this to Joshua, because Joshua saw how that the Lord was with Moses. He was a young minister then to Moses. And he saw and beheld the gracious hand of his God to Moses in giving him all the encouragements, all the skills and all the power to bring the children of Israel through. He saw what the Lord had done for him, and what an encouragement it is to us. We may have some encouragements ourselves in what ministers have done in respect of our souls, how that the Lord has used them as an instrument in his hand, and we may be encouraged by that. As I was with Moses, we can say that it was with this man and that man and the other man, ministers of the Lord, how he worked wondrously in their lives. And how that through the ministry and the preaching of the word, we discovered greatness of our deliverances. He met our need and our case in the gospel, in his word. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. What an encouragement then to Joshua, so I will be with thee. We may just see another truth here. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. See how the Lord our God, in respect of his dearly beloved Son, he was with him, how he helped him, how he supported him, how he preserved him, how he watched over him and kept him. You see, it was in our nature, except sin. It was part of his humiliation that he laid aside his glory, came in our nature. Dear friends, and the nature of the lowly dove, the meek, the lowly dove, that was his nature. And see how the Lord preserved him and kept him and watched over him and fulfilled all the work that his heavenly Father gave him to do. And then we may be encouraged, because, dear friends, through him, the Lord has overcome for his people. We've seen what God the Father did for him. How he continually came to his help and need. And dear friends, he is our God today, isn't he? He will help his poor sheep, poor lambs to go forth in his name. He will support them and keep them and preserve them. And see Jesus in the office of of his shepherd over his sheep. Are we not encouraged, dear friends, because Jesus continued and went forth in respect of his people? And aren't we encouraged to go forth with him, as it were? As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. As his heavenly Father was with Christ, and so, dear friends, his heavenly Father will be with his people. Christ is the head, and his people, the body, the church. And he will bring them through their course. So I will be with thee. And he was with Joshua, wasn't he? And he said, to the end of his days. And we may just see that word in the truth. At the end of Joshua. And we do need the Lord to support us and strengthen us as we go on. And ye have seen all that the Lord your God hath done unto all these nations because of you. For the Lord your God is he that hath fought for you. What a mercy it is that truly our God will indeed, through Jesus Christ, win the conquest for his people. Joshua had come to the end of his days. Behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth. And ye know in all your hearts, in all your souls, that not one thing hath failed for the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you. Not one thing hath failed thereof. A covenant God, dear friends, the promise that he gave unto his servant Abraham, all fulfilled, all come to pass. Nothing failed. And that is the truth here in the words of our text. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And he didn't fail. Joshua, he didn't fail. The children of Israel, they all came into the promised land. They won the conquest. They overcame all their enemies. And so this is the mercy in respect of the dear Lord Jesus. I will not fail thee. You know what a mercy it is when the Lord is truly with his people. He will never fail them. He will never let them down. Now, I don't say that in any sense whatsoever that he could ever let them down. The Lord knows. But he will never let them down. Has he ever let thee down? And me? No. He may bring us to pass through paths of trial and difficulty, but he will never fail to bring his people through their course, because he is constantly with them. And you know, it is only he that he promised that the crooked things would be made straight, and the rough places plain, and darkness would be made light unto them. And it is so. He will bring them through their course. He will not fail. And I just think of a promise in Isaiah 43, a wonderful promise shown to us. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Did ever that flame kindle upon thee, three, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Did it ever come upon them? Not a hair of their head was singed. He never failed, dear friends, in his promise, and he will not fail. Never let his people down. Same just a little afterwards in respect of Daniel and the solemn truth of those that conspired against him and set forth the lion's den. But Daniel's faith wasn't turned, dear friends. No, he went as usual into his house and looked towards Jerusalem and prayed to the Lord his God. He knew the lion's den was before him. But he never failed him, never let him down. Daniel went forth in faith. There is the mercy that belongs to the Lord, dear people. And he had a wonderful night in that lion's den, dear friends. The angel of the covenant met with him. The best night that he probably ever had. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And what is the blessing here? In respect of he will not fail his people. I just read a word that just came into mind in respect of this. The children of Israel had grievously sinned in the day of Samuel. They desired to have a king amongst them because the heathen nations had kings, the Philistines and so forth, and they thought that, well, they ought to have a king to go before them, and they rejected the Lord their God. Never let them down. But they asked Samuel to pray for them. They were brought to a knowledge of their sin and what they had done. And all the people said unto Samuel, pray for thy servants unto the Lord thy God that we die not, for we have added unto all our sins this evil to ask us a king. And Samuel said unto the people, fear not. Ye have done all this wickedness, yet turn not aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. And then he said, for the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it hath pleased the Lord to make you his people. He will not forsake, dear friends, his people, because it pleased the Lord to make you his people. And dear friends, he owns them. They belong to him. We're not our own, that we're bought with a price, the price of his own heart's blood. Divine ownership. We're not our own anymore. We used to be our own, dear friends. When we were going wayward into this world, lost sheep gone astray, we were our own. But Jesus, through his cross, has brought us to see the foolishness and folly of our ways, the solemn truth of our sins through his Spirit. And where is the blessing? It was there at Calvary's tree that he was pleased through his dearly beloved Son to make us his people, a people who were not a people, but are now the people of God. Isn't this the great blessing and the great mercy? The Lord will never forsake his people. I just go back to a word that was near to the words that I just quoted in Isaiah. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget. Yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. And dear friends, as the children of Israel conquered and overcame, so the Lord, dear people, through Christ, they will conquer and overcome, and it will be to the end of their days. The Lord will be with them, come to all their need. He will never leave them. He will never forsake them, because it pleased the Lord to make you, to make me his people. May we each know what it is to pray and seek the Lord, that he might be our portion forever. Every one of us here, may we be found on our knees to seek this portion, that we are his people. Grace, dear friends, and grace alone is able to do it. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day were £715, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Ince will administer the Lord's Supper after this evening's service. There'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Izzard. Mr. Peck is expected to preach next on Tuesday evening. And next Lord's Day, Mr. Richard Field is engaged, but his wife is quite poorly. So we do not know yet whether he feels he'll be able to come. May the Lord make a way for him. Let us close with hymn 705. Thou poor, afflicted, tempted soul, with fears and doubts and tempest tossed, what if the billows rise and roll and dash thy ship? It is not lost. The winds and waves and fiends may roar, but Christ will bring thee safe on shore. Hymn 705.
Grace, Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and communion of God the Holy Spirit, rest and abide upon each one of us, now and forever. Amen.